very few Sfarim on Purim Meshulash because the market is not that great. First of all, it's only once every so often, and it's only for people in Yerushalayim per se. But my first Purim Meshulash was Tavshin Mem Aleph, and a Quintus came out at that time. That was also the year of Birkas Hachama. So Birkas Hachama, that would sell all over Eretz Yisrael. Right? So the first section of this is, more than half of it is Kitzur Dinei Birkas Hachama. And then you have a few pages of Purim Meshulash and Erev Pesach Chavos B'Shabbos from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. And then at the end, there's another page of someone else. But that's what Sfarim used to be printed. Like 10 things at once. I handed out a page where Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld simply summarizes in one paragraph the Dinei Purim Meshulash. And what we'll do this morning for a few minutes is to try and flesh out a little bit of what he writes over here. Hatam calls it the Kitzur who... That's of course of our Purim is Shabbos. But the problem is Ein Korn Megillah b'Shabbos, Gzeira Shem Yavirena b'Rishus Harabim, Matnas Aniyim b'Maos Gam Kenos Alitain b'Shabbos, Asudim Yaseh b'Shabbos Adas Hayerushalmi Lo Yotza, Dechziv La'asos Osa, Mashma Me'achshav, you're supposed to create a Yimei Mishteh, La'asos Osa Yimei Mishteh, Yotza Zeh, namely Shabbos, Shesimchosu B'dei Shamayim, Ve'eno Mitekanas Mordechai, So therefore, we break things up. So it comes out is that out of the six mitzvos hayom, we divide them 2, 2, 2. That Kriyas Megillah and Matanos Le'Evyonim are moved to Friday. Al Hanisim and the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim remain on Shabbos. The Suda and Mishloach Manos move to Sunday. That's the Kitzur. If you want to leave now, you can leave now. That's Be'etzim, what we're going to do. In terms of fleshing it out a little bit, just to... just to see things in terms of the Mekorot, Kriyas HaMegillah, those who learn Bekiyus, or Iyun, I guess also, except if you learn the Iyun as well, certainly, but it's the first Mishnah, it's the Mishnah of Beizim et Aleph, points out that if Chol Yos Be'erev Shabbos, if Yuddal comes out of Erev Shabbos, then Ayaros Gedolos U'Mukafos Choma Korim Bo Bayom. Then even the Mukafos Choma read on Yudalad. The Gemara on Davdalad Amid Beis in Megillah towards the bottom explains why. Kulei alma miya Megillah b'Shabbos lo karinan. Ma'itayim amaraba hakol chayavim b'kriyas ha-Megillah v'en hakol b'kiyim b'mikra Megillah. Gzera shami yitlena b'yodo v'yelechei tzolboki v'yavrenu arba amos b'yishus harabim. V'haynu taima d'shofar v'haynu taima the lulav. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Dinim of Purim Meshulash, are brought in one sif in Siman Taf Resh Pei Ches Sivav Yom Tesvav Shecholios B'Shabbos Ein Korin B'Megillah B'Shabbos Ela Makdimin L'Krosa Be'erev Shabbos. The moment, however, the phrase Makdimin L'Krosa is used, this opens a Pandora's box. What Pandora's box? That the Gemara in Megillah continues in Dafayim at Aleph and points out as follows. Amar Rav, Megillah bizmana korin osa afilu biyachid. However, shalo bizmana be'asara. The moment that we have Megillah which is not read on its normal time, then you need a minyan, because Megillah by its nature is Pirsumei Nisa. So when it's bizmana, the Pirsumei Nisa is the zmana. When it's shalo bizmana, then one requires a tzibur of asara for the Pirsumei Nisa. Rav Asi Amar, bein bizmana, bein shalo bizmana, ba'asara. And the Gemara points out that what appears to be the Rav Asi is only l'chatchila, but the question is, what about Rav? And here we have a double question. One question is, according to Rav, when Rav says shalo bizmana ba'asara, is that ma'akev? It means that simply either you have asara or you don't read the Megillah. I mean, you can read it on your own, it's part of Tanakh, but without brachos. There's no mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah without asara. And secondly, is Erev Shabbos for a Yerushalmi shalo bizmana? How do we define shalo bizmana? So A, we have a question, assuming that it's shalo bizmana, is it ma'akev? And then, is this really shelo bizmana? So each of those is a machlokas rishonim. The first machlokas rishonim, namely, is the din of Rav, that asara shelo bizmana. Is that a lechatchila or a bidiyeved? That's brought here in the Shar HaTziyun, in Siman Tuf Resh Tzadi. Tuf Resh Tzadi is relatively long. See, towards the end, says as follows. The Shar HaTziyun, Sif Katan Samach Aleph. He points out, Im L'divrei Rav, Shelo Bizmana Korim Basar Hilu Ikuva, O L'chatchila, L'mitzvah, L'divrei Harif V'harashba V'haramban, Mayri Rav L'inyan B'dieved. Umemela Shelo Bizmana Ba'asara Hu L'ikuva. Etc. So he quotes the Rif, the Rashba, and the Ramban. We can add to that list also the Rambam and Tosfos. And the other hand, the other side, you have Adas, Rashi, V'bal Hamor, Rashi Rav Zrachi HaLevi, Hey Mayri Rak L'inyan L'chatchila. Hey Mayri Rak L'inyan L'chatchila. So we have over here a Machlokes Rishonim. You could add to the Bal Hamor also the Meiri and the Hashlama that the Mishnah Brura Kanareh didn't have. How do we paskin? So simply from the scales, you could sort of picture that we paskin that it is Li'ikuva. That's the Magen Avram and the Gro over here, they paskin, it's Li'ikuva. So we have a problem. If we're going to view the Hakadama from Shabbos to Tesvav, from Tesvav to Yudalad, as Shelo Bizmana for Yerushalmi, then you need a minyan. This creates issues not for us in the yeshiva so much as for a second women's kriya, and creates issues also for, if you want to read Megillah for someone in the hospital, you have an elderly mother that you want to read Megillah for, who can't necessarily join a group. Do we view this as being Shelo Bizmana? That's already a machlokes, not Rishonim, but a machlokes Achronim. The Mishnah Brura, in two places over here, calls it a Kriya Shelo Bizmana. In Sif Samach Aleph, he says, V'kol shekein imu Shelo Bizmana, what's the example? Kagon, hamafarish b'yam, hayotzi b'shayara, and he's going to be makdim, etc. O, the misrami yom tetvav b'shabas, the tzrichin mukafin lahakdim v'krosov b'erev Shabbos, then vaday tzarech l'kabeitz asara l'kriyoso. And he says it again later on in Sif Samach Vav, that bizmano lachukim kori hayochid osa shalo bizmano kagon krochem hamukafim choma de misrami yom tesvav shalahem b'shabas koren osa b'erev Shabbos, and that's considered to be a kriya of shalo bizmano. That's the Mishnah Brura. He was preceded in this by the Pri Chadosh. He calls the Pri Chadosh. Pri Chadosh was the Rav of Yerushalayim. So we have the Pri Chadosh and the Mishnah Brura who view it as Shelo Bizmana, and therefore, according to that Shita, one has to hear the Kriya in a Tzibur. How do you define a Tzibur? So clearly the Kriya of the Yeshiva is Kriya B'Tzibur. If we have an individual who missed the Kriya of the Yeshiva, he can gather nine others, even if they already heard the Kriya Samagila, and that also credits you, because we're talking about over here at Tzibur for Pitzumi Nisa. It's not a question of were you already Yosei, weren't you already Yosei. You need 10 people, but all 10 people have to agree to listen to the Megillah word by word. And it's not just, you know, going there and sitting with, Targum or something, you know, while the Megillah is being read. It means that you have nine people willing to sacrifice 45 minutes of their lives in order to enable you to be Yotze Kriya Samagillah Drabanan, or it could be a Tzibur of 10 women. That over here, again, we're not talking about a minyan of an Eda for Davar Shebekdush, but Pirsumei Nisa. 10 women is also Pirsumei Nisa. What doesn't go is a Tziruf of men and women, just like in Zimun. You can have a Zimun of men, you could have a Zimun of women, but you can't mix them. So also over here, you could have 10 men, you could have 10 women, but not one man and nine women, or five and five. That doesn't go. This shita of the Mishnah Brura and the Pri Chadosh, it was known that the Briska Rav was machmir for the shita, and his chumra went one step further. That even when he heard Megillah in Brisk in Yerushalayim, right? Even the Briska Rav heard Megillah in his yeshiva in Yerushalayim, he'd be very careful not to read along with the Baal Koreh. Even though he had a Megillah Ksheir in front of him, and it's an Eitzah, you know, that you shouldn't miss a word to read along with Baal Koreh, he viewed that as a Kriyas Yochid Shelo Bizmana. In other words, that the Kriya Bizmana means Dafka via the Shliach Tzibur. And so, you know, one has to be certainly careful that the Shliach Tzibur says every word, because normally we would tend to fill in a word here, a word there, either Mitol Chaksav or Shal. That would already introduce an aspect of Kriyas HaYachid. Chazon Ish said that's a Brisker Chumrah. That's not what Tzibur means. You can have a Tzibur of 10 people who are davening, each davening his own Shemoneh Esrei at different paces. In other words, you don't necessarily have to have a Tzibur linking into the Shliach Tzibur. But in any case, this is one direction. However, and then I'll answer your question. However, even though this is the shita of the Prichadosh and the Mishnah Brura, it's not mashma that way from the Rishonim. The Rambam, pretty much black and white, defines Kriya Shelo Bizmana in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam says, the kol elu shemakdimim, the korin kodam yudalid, ain korin osa pachos me'asara. Kriya shel bizmana means the kriya of the bnei hakfarim who were makdim to the yom hashuk, yud aleph, yud beis, yud gimel. Those were the kriya shel bizmana. Once you hit into yudalid tesvav, that's defined as bizmana. Similarly, Rashi in the Gemara says that what is bizmana? Biyudalid mitok shu chova bo bayom al kol yachid v'yachid. A day when everyone reads, that's defined as bizmana. You don't need your own minyan if everyone is reading. If you're reading on an earlier time when individuals generally aren't reading, then you need a minyan to create pirsum minyasa. But if everyone's reading, just like by Ner Hanukkah, right? If everyone is lighting, so you have pirsum minyasa, even though you're lighting alone, he's lighting alone, but everyone's lighting, so that's considered already to be a concept of bizmana. And that's the way, leaving aside the Prichadash, who was a Rav of Yerushalayim, all the other Rabbanim of Yerushalayim, Meshach HaDoros, paskind that the Kriya of Erev Shabbos is a Kriya of Bizmana, and Rav Yosef Chaim Zunenfeld, his Kuntras, Rav Tikashinsky, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Yoshev, and even someone who's not a Rav of Yerushalayim, the Chazon Ish, they all paskind that this is a Kriya of Bizmana, and it's Minhag Yerushalayim. It's Minhag Yerushalayim is that even if you want to read for yourself, you read with a bracha. However, since we have over here a machlokas achronim, that the Mishnah Berurah and the Prichadosh go against the minhag Yerushalayim, so what's pointed out is that l'chatchila one should try and have a minyan. So if there's going to be a women's kriyas and megillah here, l'chatchila there should be 10 women at that kriya. However, if it turns out that there aren't, then b'chol zot it can be read with brachot. Okay, when you have a kriya for women and the man who was reading for them already was yotze, if he wasn't yotze, he'll make his brachos, the bracha of on kriyas megillah. If he was ready yotze and be just being motzi them, so one of the women should make a bracha of lishmoa kriyat megillah. That's the we pass like the behag, where the mitzvah of women is on shmiya megillah as opposed to. To Kriyas HaMegillah, and therefore they would make the bracha that would apply to women. When you have 10 women, then you also make the bracha after the kriya. It's the bracha after the kriya is only said b'tzibur. 10 women is considered to be a tzibur. Okay, so we have over here l'chatchila and b'diavad. Yeah.
To Mishnah Berurah. So let's say you have 5 women hearing Megillah, or let's say you have 9 women hearing Megillah, and even if you have 10 women hearing Megillah, the bachur is a man. Is there a problem that obviously there's not necessarily a problem in the spirit, but maybe there is since he is
being
yotzei women.
No, no problem at all. The hefech, according to the Harei Kedem, the Rav is saying that that's the mitzvah of shmias megillah. The woman is supposed to hear megillah from a man. In other words, that v'dafka the Rav Lashitasa, he held that women, according to the Bach, should not be reading the Megillah. They should be their mitzvah is shmiya, not kriya. They should be hearing it from a man. Now, in other words, as long as you have a tzibur of 10 women, so then you can also have as many men as you want. But you already have the tzibur. To create a tzibur, that can't be done with a mixture of men and women. Yes.
Is the reason that they can't be sarkin zealous because the nature of their mitzvah is different?
That could be, according to the Rav, but even without that, in terms of Zimun, it's considered to be pritzuta. It's not considered to be a proper tziruf for pirsum hanes to make a tziruf of men and women. Men, in other words, 10 men, 10 women, that would be considered to be the in terms of Zimun, the level of saying the Varech Elokeinu, Shachal Mishalo, etc. Okay, that's in terms of Kriyas Megillah. In terms of Matanos Le'Evyonim, that's also a Gemara over here on Dalad Amid Beis, that it speaks of the fact that when in the Kfarim they would move up their Kriya, that they would also move up the Matnos Aniyim, because Einehem Shel Aniyim Nesuos Mikra Megillah. The Aniyim know that in time of Mikra Megillah, that's when they get Matanos Le'Evyonim. And so when Kriyat HaMegillah is moved up, so Matanos Le'Evyonim are also moved up. And that's what we paskin in Siman Taf Reish Peiches. Yom Tesvav Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Ein Korim B'Megillah B'Shabbos L'Makdim L'Kros V'Erev Shabbos. V'Govim Ma'os Matanos Le'Evyonim U'Machalkim Osam Bo Bayom. Okay, so that's all Me'ikar Hadim. What about the other halachos of Purim? So certainly when it doesn't say Al Hanisim, the Yerushalmi doesn't say Al Hanisim on Friday, if he said, it's not Choser Hishmon Esrei because, sorry. Sorry. Okay. He certainly doesn't say Al Hanisim, and we certainly don't read the Torah. Okay. What about Mishloach Manos and Asuda? This is not so pashut. We'll see a little later on that the Yerushalmi was Koveya. We mentioned it, it's mentioned over here by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. The Yerushalmi was Koveya that the Suda should be moved over to Sunday, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's Mishneh Berurah, and that's Minhag Yerushalayim, etc., etc. And once the Suda is moved, so Mishloach Manos are also moved, because according to the Rambam's language, Mishloach Manos go hand in hand with the Suda. That's Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav. That Ketzad Chovas HaSuda. Then it continues. V'chein Chayev Odom Rishloach Shtei Manos Basar or Shtei Minei Tavshil L'Chaveiro. In other words, that this is in the context of the Suda. So wherever the Suda goes, that's where Mishloach Manos goes. However, there are shitot that just as we are makdim, this is the Knesset Hagdola in Siman Tav Reish Peichet, just as we're makdim Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Le'Evyonim, we're also makdim Mishloach Manot. Why? Why be makdim Mishloach Manot? Because there is a shita, there's a Ran on the Rif who says that Midivrei Kabbalah, in other words, from the Takana of Mordechai VeEsther, was Kriyas HaMegillah, Matanos Le'Evyonim and Mishloach Manos, as opposed to Sudas Purim, which is a Din Drabana, which is a later Takana, that the Suda is not mentioned in the Megillah. Mishloach Manos and Simcha are mentioned, not the Suda. So the Ran held that these three are Divrei Kabbalah. So the Knesset Gedolah said, all of Divrei Kabbalah, we are Makdim. We're only Ma'achir the Suda, which is a separate Drabana. It's not like the Chaz, not like the Rambam. The Rambam put Mishloach Manos in the context of the Suda. The Knesset Gedolah says no. The Ran says no, that one has nothing one to do with the other. And therefore, there is a Hidur, there is a Hidur, that even though Minhag Yerushalayim is to give Matana Mishloach Manos on Sunday, there's a Hidur to give one Mishloach Manos on Friday, to be Yotzei the Shita of the Knesset Hagdolah. And there's a Me'iri who says that we even Makdim the Suda to Friday, and so there's a Hidur of when you're eating your meal on Friday to add a little more, that, you know, to be Yotzei the Me'iri. But those are just Hidurim. Those aren't Me'ikar Hadin. Me'ikar Hadin, it's Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Le'Evyonim. And then you have a Hidur of tossing in a little more food for the Suda according to the Me'iri, and giving one Mishloach Manos to be Yotzei the Shita of the Knesset Hagdolah. Minhag Yerushalayim is also not to do Malacha on Friday. Not doing Malacha means that if you're going to take a haircut L'chvod Purim, don't take it on Friday, take it Thursday or earlier. You can cut your nails though for L'chvod Shabbos, but Malachos that are a little more for Hesed not to do. Should also mention that since Matanos Le'Evyonim, the mitzvah is Friday, the Shulchan Aruch asks who is the Ani to whom your chayev matanos le'evyonim. The Rav paskins kol haposhet yado nosdim lo, and the Balei Hamusar v'Hachasidus point out that this is the nature of Purim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is also kol haposhet yado knows timud. The Kadosh Baruch Hu also responds on Purim to kol haposhet yado. To be poshet yado to Kadosh Baruch Hu is tefillah. That Purim, there's a unique inyan of tefillah on Purim. And therefore, those who are knowing to daven vasikin on Purim, so the vasikin would not be the Shabbos vasikin, but a Friday vasikin. Namely, it would go along with matanos le'avyonim. The part of Purim which is matanos le'avyonim, so that's the part of Purim where one would have the concept of trying to be mahader a little more in one's tefillah. Again, be it vasikin or be it simply davening with a little more kavana than we usually daven, with the concept of kol haposhet yado nostim lo applying to the tefillah of the day of matanos le'avyonim. Okay, so that's Friday. Shabbos, we pointed out that there, b'yom ha-shabbos, motzin shnei sifrei Torah, uvasheni korin vayavo amalek, va'omrim al hanisim. So already from Friday night, we say al hanisim, that's the yom of Yerushalayim, that's the yom of Mukafim, of Tesvav, and what will come out is that we'll be reading the same Haftorah, Yerushalayim, 2 weeks in a row. That we'll have the same Haftorah for Parshas Zohar, which is this Shabbos' Haftorah, will also be the Haftorah for the Kriya of Zohar of Parshas Beshalach. So don't be upset that you have the same Haftorah. There's one halacha, however, which is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, but it is brought in the Mishnah Brura because it's a Gemara. There's a Gemara that speaks about on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. That's our situation this year. Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. Shoalin V'Dorshin B'Inyano Shel Yom. Purim Shechal B'Shabbos. Shoalin V'Dorshin B'Inyano Shel Yom. I, the Gemara, asks, that's obvious. Every Yontif has to be Shoal V'Dorish B'Inyano Shel Yom. It's a kind of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Gemara says, we might have thought, Ma'adutema Nigzor Mishum Deraba, since we pushed off Kriyas HaMegillah, we pushed forward Kriyas HaMegillah, maybe we also pushed forward the Shoalin V'Dorshin. Kamashmala, no, we're not goes there. The drusha ought to the kriya. Kriya is on Friday. Shoal and Vidorshin is on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Brura brings down that halacha in Sifkatan Tet Zayin. V'shoal and Vidorshin bo bayom behilchos Pesach k'deishi yiskru inyan hayom. Alfiyah Mishnah Brura is very, very special way, took a machokas rishonim and put it into one sentence. It's a machokas, what does it mean, shol in the dorshim? What are you shol dorish in? In halacha or in agada? So, there's a machokas rishonim. Tosfos learns, Tosfos, the Rambam and the Rosh, they learn that one should learn Hilchos Purim, and Rashi, the Ran and the Ritva, they learn that you should learn the story, Megillah, the Sipur Hanes. So basically, we do what it says over here. So if Rabbi David is going to be here that Shabbos, right? So get him to give a Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. You should give a Purim Drasha, B'Halacha Uba Agada. If for some reason you miss that Drasha, you should on your own find some time. It's a din Midina de Gemara, din of Moshe Rabbeinu, that on Tesvav, you should be say over some words at the table, both in Halacha and in Agada, relating to Purim. I'm sure everyone would say it out anyway, but you should have in mind the Yemekayim, this Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, that's Me'ikar Hadin. So Me'ikar Hadin, we have Al Hanisim Kriyas HaTorah and Sholin V'Dorshin. That's Me'ikar Hadin. However, we have also over here have Chumras. Not in terms of Matanos Le'avyonim. Matanos Le'avyonim we've taken care of on Friday. However, in terms of Suda and Mishloach Manos, even though the Yerushalmi says that we move it off to Sunday, but over here we already have Rishonim who say there's no reason why not to have the Suda on Shabbos. I, the Yerushalmi, says that. Fine. We pass like the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't say that. And the Bavli is mashma that there's no problem of having Simcha on Shabbos and having the Suda on Shabbos. And that your Suda Shabbos, you add a little bit that it should be also for a Sudas for a Purim. That's the Ra'ah is quoted this way in the Ran on the Rith. And also it says Lo Yavor. So Lo Yavor in our mission says you have Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav. Boom. Sunday is already Tetzayin. So the question is, Lo Yavor certainly applies to Kriyas HaMegillah. Does Lo Yavor also apply to Suda? So that this is a machlokas already brought in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says as follows. Sifkatan Yud Ches. Hinei HaMaharal Hinei Amaral Chabib Herich Lehochiach the Habavli Shalanu ain't so there that you move Mishloach Manos and the Suda to Sunday. V'daito Sasha Suda Hu B'Shabbos V'Asa Kein Ma'ise B'Yerushalayim V'Gam Mishloach Manos B'Shabbos Ki Hamanos Heim Me'Hasuda. That Mishloach Manos is not a problem. It's a, in terms of Kinyanim, it's a Kinyan Tzorach Shabbos. Kinyan Tzorach Shabbos is Mutar on Shabbos. In terms of the Eruv, so give my, you know, if there's an Eruv, so you can carry. If there's not an Eruv, so in your building, or have a guest over for your Shabbos table, and when he eats his chalent, say, this is your Mishloach Manos. This chalent is your Mishloach Manos. Ki Amanos heim Hasuda. V'haradvaz pasach kashulchan aruch u'gam ken da'asa magen avram v'karman nesanel. So we have a machlokes achronim. So because this is already, so this machlokes achronim, so therefore people chatchila, again, meikar hadin, the suda mishloach manos are on Sunday. But chatchila on Shabbos, one should also add a little more, add a special course to one's meal. Reb Chaim Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld also brings this down. And if possible, also to give a mishloach manos to a neighbor, or if you have a guest at your table, to tell him that one of the courses of the meal is his mishloach manos. To be yotze this shita as well. Okay, so aside from the mishloach manos that are on the grus lottery system, there's room for mini mishloach manos on Friday and a mini mishloach manos on Shabbos. Okay, moving over to Sunday. Sunday is the tefillah schol. No tachanun, no gam natzeach, no al hanisim. And here we have the ikar hadin of minhag Yerushalayim. The Suda Mishloach Manos, again working off of the Yerushalmi is quoted over here by Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, that says V'yasu Osam Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Could that be on Shabbos? No, you need that a Simcha be Tolly in Bezdin, as opposed to a Simcha which is Tolly B'Dei Shamayim. That has to, that you should be creating the Simcha, and on Shabbos you don't create the Simcha. This Yerushalmi is quoted in the Rif. This is Yerushalmi which is quoted over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Osin Sudas Purim Ad Yom Echad B'Shabbos. This is Minag Yerushalayim, and so along with the Suda goes Mishloach Manos. Along with the Suda Mishloach Manos, also goes the Ad Lo Yada. Ad Lo Yada within the framework of Halacha, that either Ad V'lo Ad B'chal, or that one should be yotze with sleeping, v'chein roi linhog, says the Mishnah Berurah, or that one can be yotze a true simcha, but a person has to know himself that it should be a simcha as opposed to a chilul Hashem. In terms of saying al hanisim in Sudas Purim, the Chora is no, you know, like it's a no starter. I mean, like it's not, you know, we already said al hanisim on Shabbos. And this is not bayimim ahim basman hazeh. That would be a sheker. And so the chora, the same way we don't say alanisim in davening, we don't say alanisim in Purim Suda as well. But I'm just mentioning this because there is one daya of the Mahari al Ghazi, which is quoted in the Kaf HaChayim, that in Purim Suda, when you say the harachamons at the end, to say harachamon hu yaseh lanu nisim v'niflos kemo she'aseh bimei Mordechai v'Esther, etc. It's just strange. It's sort of strange. But what one should do is make it a Purim Suda, is to have Shiros, Tishbachos, to have Divrei Torah within the Purim Suda that we relate it to Purim. That, yes. But to say Alanisim would be very, very strange. What else? Just two other factors. One is that the Shechianu that Ashkenazim say on... Three other things. The Shechianu that Ashkenazim say on Purim morning, which this year is going to be Friday morning, normally we say we should have in mind the Mitzvah Sayom. Right, that the Shechenah for the night was for the Kriyas HaMegillah, Shechenah of the day is for the Mitzvah Sayom. So therefore, when the Gabbai claps before Kriyas HaMegillah, she reminds them to have in mind the Mitzvah Sayom that will be spread over the next three, you know, over Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. That should all be have in mind with the Shechianu. In terms of traveling, if a Yerushalmi were to leave Yerushalayim on Tainis Esther to go, let's say, to Karen B'Yavna and to hear Kriyas Megillah in Karen B'Yavna, and then and he'll stay over Karen B'Yavna at night, and he will come back on Friday afternoon, then he has to keep two Purims. He keeps the Purim that he was a Paros Ben Yomo, so he has to be mekayim all the mitzvos on Friday, Suda Mishloach Manos, like someone in out of Yerushalayim. However, at the moment he comes back to Yerushalayim before Tesvav, he also has to keep Purim of Yerushalayim, namely on Shabbos to have Again, Al Hanisim and Kriyas HaTorah, and on Sunday, Suda and Mishloach Manot. If someone were to be in Yerushalayim for Thursday night and Friday and decide to go away for Shabbos, he wants on Shabbos to go off to Chashmonaim, to relatives, then he's now a Yerushalmi. He has to keep Purim D'mukafim even in Chashmonaim. Namely, he has to say Al Hanisim in his Birkas HaMazon and in his Shmona Esrei, and he has to have a Suda wherever he may be on Sunday, and also give Mishloach Manos on Sunday. Namely, he can't be Mafkia. The moment that as of Alos HaShachar on Friday morning he was in Yerushalayim, so he's defined as a Yerushalmi, and he has to keep the he'll be keeping Purim Yerushalayim. Yes.
Should we not avoid that situation?
You'll be missing Kriyas HaTorah.
No, perhaps you have no Purim at all because you're in Yerushalayim for Yudalit, and how does Yerushalayim step up?
There is such a day in the Yerushalmi. I agree with you that you should try and avoid the situation. Yes, it would be better to stick around Yerushalayim for Rosh Purim. What you can do, if you want to, is simply if you like to go back to your old yeshiva, so you can go to the Chagigan Yeshiva on Thursday night and then come back to Yerushalayim before morning. It's better to be here, hear Kriyas Megillah here as a Yerushalmi, and then to go out and then to come back, rather than to put yourself in a machokas rishonim. Exactly what is the point that defines you as a paras ben yomo? Okay, I think that what else? Just in terms of machtas hashekel, by the Sfardim, their kinds of machtas hashekel, ala the pidyon haben, means the value of machtas hashekel. Value of machtas hashekel, a shekel is about 20 grams of silver, so 5 shkolim is about 100 grams of silver for the pidyon haben, but a machtas shekel is about 10 grams of silver. 10 grams of silver, you could look in the commodity markets, it's about 7 shekel. But that's by the Sfardim. By Ashkenazim, our minhag is to give 3 coins of the denomination of machatzis, and in Yerushalayim we have no problem. In Eretz Yisrael, no problem. We have a coin called machatzis hashekel. No, you have a half a shekel. So you should give 3 half shekels. What the Gabbai can do is he can tape up 3 half shekels and put it in on the bima on Tainis Esther. There's some who give machatzis shekel before mincha, and in Yerushalayim is to give right after mincha. But anyway, around mincha time on Tainis Esther, that's the time of giving machatzis hashekel, and then you can give whatever you pick up the machatzis hashekel, be konin, and then put it back into the whatever else you want to put in, or simply save up between now and Tainis Esther 3 machatzios hashekel. Those of you who are male above 20 certainly are chayav. Those of you who are male between 13 and 20, it's machokas haposkim, but most poskim say that you should give machatzis hashekel from the age of 13 already. It's l'chaper al nafshos seichem. Only the first machatzis hashekel was min ben esrim shana l'mala. If you're working off l'chaper al nafshos seichem, pashtus, the women should also give machatzis hashekel, and the minhag is also to give for children. So if you have a family with a husband and a wife and a child, so the husband should be giving 9 machatziot hashekel. 3 for him, 3 for his wife, 3 for their child. And there'll be a lot of boxes, so you can put into any box that you wish. There's machlokes haposkim, what the money from Machatzis HaShekel goes for. Should it go for matnos l'aniyim? That's certainly a mainstream shita, that this is a form of matnos l'aniyim, preparatory matnos l'aniyim. There are others that say, no, just like Machatzis HaShekel went to Bet HaKabayis, it should go for Bet HaKabayis, buy svarim for the Beis Medrash, buying svarim for the Beis Medrash, that's also proper. And then, of course, since it's a chaper al nafshos seichem, it could also go for any tzedakah service of kapara. And so a lot of yeshivas put boxes on for Talmud Torah. It's also the chaper al nafshos seichem. So you shouldn't feel that you have to necessarily choose. So you give a little here, a little there, a little there. Okay, any questions? Shav, Freilich and Purim, yes?
Are there any yeshivas that say that it's better for Yerushalmi to go outside of Yerushalayim for Purim?
To miss a Purim Meshulash? Why would anyone want to miss a Purim Meshulash? Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I'm saying, just because of the sefer, is anybody
No, it's lehefech. It's like if I would live without a Yerushalayim, I'd want to come to Yerushalayim for Purim. So I think come to Yerushalayim. People come to Yerushalayim to see the snow. It's come to Yerushalayim for Purim. You know, it's a wonderful thing. But the sveikos are not sveikos ladina. To be machmir and give one more mishloach manos. To be machmir. I never heard a person had a problem with being machmir and eating a little more 3 days in a row. It's not. I have a dentist who claims that no hezek will ever come to a person from that which he eats in terms of Suda's mitzvah. You never get cavities from eating sweets on Shabbos. I don't know if you eat it lechvot Shabbos. If you eat it stamp for taiva, that's when you get all the cavities. So here, you don't have to worry about your diet, etc. You know, it's you won't get fat from eating Suda's pur. Yeah?
In terms of Matanas Levion, should we be concerned about walking in the street and giving to anyone that perhaps not genuine and then give to an organization instead?
Again, the Iker is kol aposhet yado nosnim. You don't ask questions on Purim. Purim again is Friday. You don't ask questions. You don't ask for we don't normally ask for a letter, for a tudah, for something. Call it phone numbers. You don't do that on Purim. How much you give, you're correct. In other words, that you can define how much you want to give to whoever. You want to make an announcement now. Make an announcement now. The minhag of the yeshiva is that the gaboyim collect matanos levyonim money before Purim, and it's given bo bayom to real aniyim in Yerushalayim. There are a number of individuals in various shkunot of Yerushalayim, particularly those shkunot that are known to have greater levels of poverty, that we transfer the money to on Purim. So to be yotzi the mitzvah lemahadrin, just give your money to Yaakov before Purim, and it'll be delivered bo bayom. And then in addition to that, you can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Is there specifically money for matanos levyonim? Can you give food?
You can give food, but money gives the ani more options. Food has to be eaten within a certain perishable period of time. One of the aspects, but assuming the ani, you know, it's the concept that you're not allowed to change from ma'os le'evyonim to other tzedakot is not chal on the ani once he gets the money. He can use the money for whatever he wants. He can use it for the suda, and whatever is left over, he can use to buy shoes, to buy a coat, etc. That's, in other words, the gabbai has to give it for the purposes of ma'os purim, and he should give it to the ani in a means where the ani can use it for suda's purim if he wants. But if the ani has other needs that he feels are more pressing, so that's the ani's prerogative. You're yotze with food, but I think that it's better to give. And that's why they moved. Had you be yotze only with food, so then you could have matanos levyonim on Shabbos as well. One of the reasons that it was moved up to Friday was to enable you to be mekayim the mitzvah with ma'os, and thereby give the ani more options of how he wants to use the money and what time framework he wants to use it. Yeah.
Is there a problem making a kinyan on the mishloach manos on Shabbos?
No. As Magen Avraham and Siman Shin Vav, Sifkatan, Tesvav, I think, who says that you're allowed to make kinyan mitzarach Shabbos. And again, there's a whole sheet of Rishonim that's lechatchila, that Mishloach Manos should be on Shabbos. According to the Ra'ah, Mishloach Manos should be on Shabbos. There is, there is one sefer that I'm aware of on Purim Meshulash. This, my edition is from Tavshin Lamed Dalet, but I'm sure it's come out since, by Reb Shiri Dablitsky of Bnei Brak. Probably it'll be reprinted this year, which is like a ma'aseh l'kol ha'machnos that brings all the shitas and all the diyunim back and forth. And so there were achronim who brought up the question of kinyanim. So I don't understand what the question is. It doesn't, you know, it's to give a bar mitzvah bachar, a gift on Shabbos, that's not a tzarach Shabbos. But to make kinyanim that are tzarach Shabbos is not a problem. Let's say, for example, matzah, according to many days, should be lochem. You should have your own matzah. So let's say you're eating at someone's, let's say Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and you're eating at someone's house. So Baruch, he can be makna the matzah to you on Shabbos. That's tzorech yantif, tzorech Shabbos. That's mutter. We do it on yantif. You know, with matana manas lahachzir, with lulavim, with chutzlar. It's not everyone has to live in esrog, and so they're makna. When are they makna? They're makna on yantif. That's.
Can
a
non-Yerushalmi be yotzei with the reading of Yerushalmi?
Can a
non-Yerushalmi be yotzei with the legal reading of the Yerushalmi?
It's a good question. I mean, there, you know, that would come under the question of whether it's a kriya bismana or shalom bismana. As someone who has who's chayv in a kriya bizmana can't be yotze, someone's kriya shelo bizmana lechatchila. Vidi yevid is yotze, but lechatchila it's a question. Okay. Which one?